finished off our previous year with the analysis and the conclusion that the Orin was buried under the Harabayis, under the Beis HaMikdosh. And now we are going to address a very, very basic question. And that is, has there been searches, archaeological searches, for the Orin? And what has the Rebbe said about these searches, etc.? So, we're going to learn today a very interesting story. The story is public, you can Google it, it was printed in Beis Mashiach, the Hebrew and the English. It's going to be found online as well. And we're going to learn the story about a very, very special Yid. This Yid, his name was Meir Yehuda Getz, Rabbi Getz. And as you can see in the paper, which I printed for you all, Rabbi Getz was born in Tunisia in the year 1949. He made Aliyah, he went to Eretz Yisrael, and he became the Rav of Kerem Beis Zimra, which is in the northern part of Eretz Yisrael. And he built up his kehila, but together with that, he started getting involved in Kabbalah. We know that Tzvas, the northern part of Eretz Yisrael, is very Kabbalistic. He started getting involved in Kabbalah and Pnimiyas HaTorah. And something very dramatic happened in the year 1967. That is the Six-Day War, which Yidden lost a lot of karbonis, a lot of people fell, including his son Avner, who died in the Six-Day War. But together with that, with all the karbonis, there was something very, very important that happened. And that is that Yidden became the open balabatim on the Mekoyim HaSakdoishim. We got Koisel HaMaravi B'Yedeinu. Everybody knows that the Rabbi Gorin screams out that the Koisel Maravi B'Yedeinu, and Yidden flocked from all over to Israel to the Koisel, which for the first time in hundreds of years was in the Balabatishkeit of Am Yisrael and Klal Yisrael. And it was a big, big opportunity for Yidden to connect with Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdosh. At that point, the Koisel became not just a place to daven, but a very, very significant part of Yiddish culture, as it should be. And they needed to appoint a Rav HaKoisel, which till today they have someone that's in charge of the Koisel and the Mekoyim HaKdoshim. Today is a Yid, his name is Rabbi Rabinovich, if I'm not mistaken. And they were looking for someone that can be the Rav HaKoisel. Now this person also has to interact with foreign dignitaries and a lot of other people, because the Koisel is such a central draw. And they knew that this Rabbi Getz, who had moved to Yerushalayim, was very passionate about Mekoyim HaKdoshim, as well as the fact that he spoke seven languages. Speaking seven languages makes you able and available to speak to tremendous amount of people from different backgrounds, cultures, and countries. So he became appointed Rav HaKoisel. Now, all of a sudden, Yidden had the opportunity to take Balabatishkeit on the Koisel and the places around the Koisel. Unfortunately, Eretz Yisrael, the government, made the decision that they're going to keep the Goyim on the Muslims on top. They have all their masks and mamish on the Harabayis, and they didn't want to bother, and they didn't want to instigate against the Arab population, which had just fought them and tried to kill them. And they were being extra nice, so to speak, and extra sensitive. And as a matter of fact, they gave Balabatishkeit of the Harabayis to Jordan at a certain point. And they tried, every time Yidden tried to do anything, any digging, any excavations, the Arabs would go crazy. Now, you also have to understand, historically, the Arabs have tried to erase the history that Yidden actually had a Beis HaMikdosh and that this is our place, our Harabayis. And there's always been that friction between the Arabs and the Yidden. So, a very, very extensive digging project, which still goes on, the Koisel tunnels started. And Rabbi Getz was very passionate about it. He would come every night, taking chatzos. He would mamish, cry his heart out for the Beis HaMikdash. And he was very, very excited about the opportunity to actually find the Koisel. While they were digging, they found a locked gate underground, which he thought was an amazing opportunity. Maybe this gate will lead to the Arin. You know, he was already beginning to imagine what the world would be with the Arin returned with Moshiach. And he asked a bunch of leading Rabbonim if they are allowed to go under, what's the rulings? And he had developed a kesher with the Rebbe as well. We find a letter in Igros Kodesh Chelek Choftes, which is page Kuf Chavav, which the Rebbe writes to him, it's Mamesh, the beginning of the summer, beginning of Tammuz, right before the Bein HaMetzorim. Basically, as the Rav HaKoisel, he authorized that the Rebbe's Fabrengens should be publicized by the Koisel. They had to get his permission. So they did it, and they spread a lot of Yiddishkeit and Chassidus. But of course, when the Rebbe's Fabrengens are being publicized there, it got a lot of opposition. And unfortunately, they would be attacking him personally in the media, in the Yiddish newspapers. And the Rebbe wrote him, Nitzdarti Rabois, I feel very bad. Ala Shmua Shigesani, I heard the rumor, Shegormim Aksavroish Agmas Nefesh, Kvaiteros Agmas Nefesh. That because of me, you're getting a lot of Agmas Nefesh, basically because of the Rebbe's Fabrengens. And the Rebbe, you know, felt a closeness to him, and he obviously felt a closeness to the Rebbe. So very excitedly, he wrote to the Rebbe that he has good news, that they found these tunnels, and, you know, they really want to explore further, and he's sure the Rebbe is so into Mashiach, and the Rebbe is into learning about Beis HaMikdash, Beis HaBchira. For sure the Rebbe would want him to explore and dig and go under and figure everything out. So the Rebbe writes to him, we have a letter dated Rish Chodesh Elo Tavshin Lamed Vav. Once again, it's in Igros Kodesh Chelek Choftes, page Kuf Lamed Hei. And the Rebbe says, I got your letter. I'll mention your name by the oil of the Friedrich Rebbe. I want to only hear good news. Then the Rebbe adds a very important line. What's included in the good news that the Rebbe wants to hear? Shebotla tochnit lachbar mitachas lebeis hamikdash mechilois. I want to hear the good news that you stopped even thinking about digging under the Harabayis. This whole shelved, the whole plan. He wrote to the Rebbe that the good news is that they're going to be able to dig. The Rebbe was not happy about this. The Rebbe wanted them to stay far away from the Harabayis and the tunnels. And the Rebbe did not want him to do it. That's one letter we find. We also find another letter, which is just in Tavshin Lamed Zayin, a little bit later, where again, the Rebbe writes them a letter. This is page Reish Vav, and the Rebbe said, I got the good news from you that we stopped. This is page Reish Zayin. Shenivstiku kol avoidis v'chafireish yesh b'mchshash v'philosophic chshash negiye b'koydesh u'b'migdosh. I'm so happy you stopped digging because we're dealing mamish with tremendous halachis of going on the Harabayis and the Beis HaMikdash when you're Tomei, which could lead to tremendous negative inyonim, bruchnias or begashmias. The Rebbe wanted them to shelve the thing completely. So we had this locked gate. And this went on for a few years. It was quiet until some people opened the gate. They opened the gate one night quietly, and they found Taka, a real tunnel that led mamish to the places of the Harabayis, And he felt that this was it. They mamish found the tunnel with the order. Like, here it is, right here, possibly. But it was filled with water because they had used it as a storage of water. They literally had to empty the water, but they didn't want to bring in a company to empty the water. So they literally had a few yidden every night come with pails. They were slowly, they didn't want to get the Arabs upset. They slowly start emptying out the water, and this guy's excitement was growing day by day. Mamish, it was growing. And they asked the Rabbonim about the Yosef, the chief rabbis of Israel, can they go under? Is it considered Kodesh? Is it not considered Kodesh? Are they allowed to enter? Are they not allowed to enter? And they got certain hatedim from different Rabbonim. And his mamish was getting excited. We do not know if he wrote to the Rebbe about his new development, knowing that the Rebbe was very against it. But we do know is that exactly around that time, Parshas Dvorim, Tav Shemem Aleph, the Rebbe said a sudden sicha. Now, this sicha, which you can find, because it actually is made a likut, later printed in Likut Sichas Chelek Chof Aleph, page 156, where the Rebbe goes through the Rambam, that the Rambam tells us that Shlomo HaMelech built tunnels under the Beis HaMikdash, and that's the Orin. And the Rebbe spoke a very long sicha regarding the tunnels of the Beis HaMikdash. People weren't sure, why is the Rebbe all of a sudden getting very passionate about the tunnels? And the Rebbe said then that the tunnels, mamish, have the geder of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Because being that it was built l'chatchila for the place of the Orin, so it became a Mokei Ma'orin. And mamish, it's part of the Beis HaMikdash. The Rebbe screams in this sicha, Gevaldik Oisius, that mamish, it's considered Mokei Ma'mikdash. And everyone didn't understand, what shreit the Rebbe, that the tunnels are considered the Beis HaMikdash. What happened was, right after that, the story broke in the newspapers that they were finding these tunnels and they were emptying out the water. And there was a huge uproar by the Arabs, and the Israeli government sealed it off. They didn't want to deal with international pressure. They sealed it off. The Rebbe obviously would not be happy if they went in. And we see clearly that the Rebbe's Shita is, even though we know that the Arden is under the Beis HaMikdash, and yes, there may be abilities today to archaeologically dig for it, the Rebbe holds that we do not, and when Mashiach comes, it will return. Now, many of you asked, so what is the history of this Evin HaShasiyah that's now in the place of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and where is it today? Is it Takan the Harabayis? That we will discuss in Mirtz Hashem in tomorrow's shir.